Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am made.
gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, we come, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for your grace, your mercies, your love, your provisions, your kindness. We thank you for a host of angels encamped around about us. We give you praise for the precious Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And Father, you are the bestest Father in all the universe. You are the one, the true, the only living God. And we thank you that we belong to you, you belong to us, and that we are in fellowship with you through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you for our chief intercessor and the propitiator for all of our sins. How wonderful is your name above all the earth. And we love you and we thank you and we praise you, Father, for this opportunity to come on this platform another day, another service, lifting up the name of Jesus. And we say thank you for your word that never returns into your void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so we honor you and we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, we pray now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, good night, whatever time it is, wherever you are, we greet you in the name of the Lord, and we welcome your presence here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries on our platform where we meet 7 days a week, telling the good old story, lifting up the name of the Lord for his glory, amen, for his honor, and for his praise. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, of the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And Jesus Christ is Lord. All right. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Let us hear what the Spirit wants to speak to our hearts on today. We want you to know that you can follow us. Amen. On Facebook, Twitter, the social media platforms. And we're just riding kind of low right now, but keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Bam! Oh my God! There it is! There it is! There it is! Our website is lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org, and you can find out more about our ministry there. Amen and amen and amen. We want to read our scripture on this morning, coming out of Psalms 91, and it reads like this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands shall they bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. We want to, amen, encourage you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Coming with a subject, peace and joy in the Father's house. In the Father's house. Oh, glory be to God. And Father God, we want to say thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation, amen, of our hearts, amen, are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. We're living in times, amen, where people are fearful. People are fearful. They're living in fear because of all of the turmoil going on around them, senseless deaths, rage, car rage, road rage, fires and earthquakes and pestilence and diseases and this just the list goes on and on and on, on and on and on. People are angry, taking it out on other people, and people don't know how to respond. They want to be friendly. They want to give you a compliment. They don't know if you're going to receive it as a compliment. You may get offended by their compliment. And it's just, you know, when we look on the negativity, when we look on the confusion, when we look on the dark side of things, beloved, it's a lot to be seen. It's a lot to be seen. And not only is there a lot to be seen, amen, it can become very, 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 very overwhelming. All right? But blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. Regardless of which, where you live. And some of us have some fine houses. Okay? Apartment, room, wherever you live in, it's clean. Okay? You might not have the fanciest furniture and artwork, but your environment is clean. Okay, your environment is clean, you're safe, you feel pretty comfortable where you are in your neighborhood, okay, in your environment, and all that's good. All that's good. Maybe your house is paid for. Maybe your rent is dirt cheap. Maybe you don't even pay rent. Okay, you're living in circumstances where you're living free. All right, all that is good. All that is good. If you live in the low rise or the high rise, if you live in the city, if you live in the suburbs, okay, the townhouse or the gated community, all that's good. That's why you have a roof over your head, and that's a blessing, because unfortunately, there are some people who are not as fortunate. Situations, circumstances cause temporary delays where they do not have an official roof over their head. Now, we know that in the country that we live in, we're not going to tolerate that. So there's always space, and we will always make room for you at the Red Cross, Salvation Army, YMCA, different places like that. All right. Anyone in the United States of America that does not have a roof over their head, it has chosen to live in that condition. All right. Because that's just what we do. But, beloved, I come to encourage you this morning. That regardless where you live, what it look like, and how it's going, see, hallelujah, there's nothing like living in the Lord's house. Beloved, when we live in the Lord's house, amen, and that becomes our spiritual address. Right now, if you would say, okay, Pastor, what is the address? Give me the address of the ministry. I can give you the address, okay? 262 South Easton Road, Easton Road, in Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Okay, so I can give you the address. Okay, I can we can pop off some addresses. Right, just walk up and down the street. Okay, everybody got an address, be it temporary, be it permanent. Okay, that is our physical address. Some of us are planning to move. Some of us need to move. Some of us all have just moved. All right, moving from city to city, state to state. You could be moving across the street. You could be moving from one floor of the building to another floor. All right, so adjustments are going on all the time. People are moving all the time. That's our physical address. See, and that soon will have an expiration date. Why? Because when you're no longer on planet Earth, you don't need a physical address. And it is appointed unto man once to die and after that judgment. But beloved, I come to give you some good news today that we have a spiritual address if you are born again. If you are a born-again believer, if you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, if you are a follower of Jesus, if you are a disciple of Jesus, if you are walking in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, with the Lord being your good shepherd, amen, walking in faith, love, and obedience, I come to tell you that we have a spiritual address. And Psalms 91 tells us all about it. What a privilege. What a privilege to be on the inside. I was peeping out my window this morning, just looking around, and I noticed that some people have already begun to put their trash out, okay, because tomorrow is our trash day. So, okay, they will come and pick up the trash and, you know, the items that we placed on the sidewalk. I was looking out the window, and I noticed that some people had some furniture and other items on the sidewalk. That makes it up for grabs. It's available to anybody who wants it. Okay? You won't be stealing if you're walking down the street and you decide that you want what somebody else considered trash, what somebody else considered this week's garbage. Okay? You see some treasure in it, some value in it, where it could be a benefit to you or somebody else, so you decide to take it. Walk with it. Put it on your truck. Put it in your car and go. Nobody's going to lock you up for that. That's not going to be reported. Right? To the public officials. Why? Because, amen, it was free for all. Because it was on the outside of the house. But if you come and try to break into somebody's house, to come into somebody's house unlawfully, uninvited, to pick up a piece of furniture, see, now that's a whole different story, whole new situation, all right? And there's going to be some consequences for that. But anything on the outside of that house is up for grabs. On the inside of the house, amen, we're privileged. We're secure. We're safe. Glory be to God. Beloved, God, amen, has caused us, amen, to be dwellers in his house. Amen. God doesn't have, amen, a security alarm system. God doesn't need cameras and gates. See, he don't need all that, see, because the truth of the matter is nobody is big enough, nobody is strong enough or powerful enough to break into the Lord's house. Matter of fact, you can't even get in there. It is not possible for you to get in unless you go through Jesus, who is the door. See, hallelujah. Jesus is the door to the Father. Hallelujah. And once you, amen, walk in that door through faith and through grace, amen, and in that house, I'm telling you, let me tell you something. You're talking about peace. You're talking about rest. You're talking about blessings. You're talking about provisions. You're talking about security. You're talking about increase, promotion, overflow, amen, prophecy, amen, hallelujah, a fulfilled life. A healthy life. It is God's desire for us to be in health and to prosper as our soul prospers. And as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things shall be added unto us. So he tells us, beloved, in Psalms 91, amen, in all 16 of those verses, read it, read it, read it. Pick up your Bible. Some of you don't even own Bibles. All right? I'm not going to share my opinion on that because it's not important at this time. Amen. You got, you have a, look, you might not have a Bible, but I guarantee you have a cell phone or a computer. Why? Because you're listening to me today. So I know that you have some type of connection. All right. Go download the Bible. Download the Bible to your phone, to your computer, whatever. Amen. You need to do. Go to Psalms 91 and memorize those 16 verses. Back in the day, beloved, amen, when you were walking to, amen, a family member's house, amen, one of our, amen, spiritual parents, amen, and they always had that Bible open in the middle of the living room table. Remember that? The Bible was not just sitting on the table. The Bible was open, and it was always open to Psalms 91, amen. Amen. Some people never read it. It was just for decoration. It was collecting dust, amen, but Psalms 91 was the page. Amen. And beloved, we need to get back to the book. And Psalms 91 is a good place. Amen. Because, beloved, God does not desire for you to fear. He does not desire for you to fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. The fear that the Lord wants us to have is fear that draws him to him. The awesomeness of God, the glory of God, the power of God, the love of God. There is a fear. Amen. But it's a positive fear. Amen. But God does not want us to move in that negative fear, because that negative fear will bring about negative consequences. Amen. So Psalms 91, beloved. Amen. And it tells us, amen, that we can come and sit down in the secret place. See, because in God's house, not only is it large, not only is it roomy and clean and a blessing. Amen. But it's a secret place. Oh, you can't find, no one can find you easily in God's house. If somebody were coming to your house right now, okay, in the next few seconds, few minutes, depending on, you know, how many secret, how many doors you have and stuff like that. But guess what? They're going to find you. One particular man a couple months ago, amen, I didn't even know he was involved in a bunch of illegal stuff. And he went to prison. I don't know if he's still there or not. But when they came looking for him, he was hiding in the attic. He was hiding in the attic. It took them a couple minutes. But guess what? They didn't leave that house before they found him. If you were in the house, let me tell you something, they're going to find you. I don't care how many floors you have, how many rooms you have, you're going to be found unless you're in the Lord's house. Or if you're in the Lord's house, evil can't find you. Oh, baby, let me tell you something. Searching high, searching low, they can't find you. Amen. You can't be found. Amen. Because, amen, God has you in a secret place. Glory be to God. And he's watching over you. See, when you're in the Lord's house, beloved, you are placed under his powerful protection. Thank God for 911. You don't need it. Thank God for security systems. You don't need it. Thank God for Smith and Wesson's. You don't need it. You don't need none of that. Why? Because you're under the Lord's protection. The same way our president of the United States of America and other top leaders, they walk with such confidence and posture, even when they're around thousands of people, and they know that many of those people do not like them. They have maybe been threatened by a lot of those people. Some of those people may come, amen, with all type of guns and other instruments to hurt the president, but the president doesn't walk in fear. Even though he knows that he's walking among his enemies, he's not afraid to get on a podium and speak to thousands and thousands of people, even though he knows that some of those people in the crowd may be a threat to him. Why? Because they have backup. See, they have confidence in their security system, the FBI, the CIA, and whatever else they have in place, known and unknown. So they're able to move in confidence. And guess what? That's what God wants us to do. God wants us as his children, amen, to move in confidence, amen, to walk in confidence, amen, hallelujah, to live in confidence. Why? Because he is our protection. He is protecting us from the seen and the unseen, see, because he knows everything, see, and he knows what's going to happen before it happens. So, amen, he already knows the hearts and minds of people, see, and he comes, he prepares against those plots and those schemes, see, and he makes sure that we are never in the right place at the wrong time. See, he will order our steps and lead us around trouble. See, and a lot of times, beloved, we're in the midst of trouble and our enemy didn't even see us. God will make you invisible to people, amen, that are out to do you wrong. Oh, let me tell you something. Oh, God knows how to do it, baby. He is the number one security system in the whole universe. And so he encourages us, amen, moving through Psalms 91 in the third verse, amen, that whatever, all dangers, all the threats of wars, nuclear wars, amen, rage, violence, amen, don't make a difference. People want to threaten you, intimidate you, see, danger, all type of danger in the physical, in the spiritual. Guess what? God got us. Look, what would you do for your child? What would you do if you knew that trouble was coming to your child, danger was coming to your child? What would you do? Or you would protect your child to all costs, even to the extent if you had to exchange your life for your children. But guess what? You're no better than God. You're no better than God. Matter of fact, God already did it when he gave us Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, God already gave his son for us, for his other children. So if God gave us Jesus, amen, what won't he give? If a person gives you their best, and that was no sweat, all right? So should it be a struggle for them to give you anything less? See, so there's nothing, amen, for God that he will not do for us. Verse number 4 tells us that we are covered. We are covered. There's a commercial, amen, that comes on, amen, about talking about Nationwide, On Your Side, or Allstate, or one of those insurance commercials, and how we are covered. Amen. Hallelujah. We have full coverage. I want to tell you, you have full coverage. You have full coverage. Full tort, full everything. Everything's full to the overflow. Running over, covered by the blood of Jesus, covered under the name of Jesus. We are covered. Hallelujah. You know, so God forbid, amen, somebody has a car accident or whatever the case might be, hallelujah, and they all upset because they riding around with no insurance and they knew better. Amen. They knew better. Glory be to God. Or, amen, you have to get a procedure at the hospital. Amen. And, you know, so you believe in God, amen, for that. But, you know, you're not worrying about how you're going to pay for it. Why? Because you got a good insurance, see, and you're covered. My insurance company is going to cover that. My benefits cover that. But, beloved, we are fully loaded with benefits, fully loaded with benefits. And new mercies we see every morning, we are covered. We are covered in the battles of life. Life is full of battles. See, it don't make a difference if you know Jesus or not. You're still going to battle, amen. The benefit is that when you know Jesus, amen, he fights for you. The battle's not yours. The battle belongs to him. It's God's fight. It's God's battle. And he'll be a friend to your friend and the enemy to your enemies. You don't have to fight this one. Sit down. See, because you don't know how to win anyhow. God said, let me do it. Amen. Use your faith, amen, and let me do it. See? So God has promised, because we are dwellers in his house, to protect us, amen, from destruction, sunstrokes, pestilence, stalking up and down, RSVs and COVIDs and pneumonia and cancer and diabetes and high blood and all these, amen, diseases that want to take you to the grave. That's the only reason they showed up in the first place. They want to take you to the grave. Come on, somebody, but we are untouchable. The seventh verse tells us that we are unable to be touched by evil. See, you can't touch me. You can't. I know you want to touch me, but you can't. Glory be to God. Huh? I know you want to touch me, but you can't touch me. Hallelujah. I don't know if it's R.C. Hammer. I don't know who came up with that song. And beloved, let me tell you, but you can sing that one and sing that one loud. You are untouchable. Why? Because you got to come into the Lord's house to get me. You got to come into the Lord's house to touch me. And you can't do that. And not only that, then the Lord tells us in verse number 8 that he's going to reverse it back to the sender. Those evil spirits, amen, those foul spirits, those spirits of anger and envy and jealousy and wickedness and witchcraft and voodoo and all of that, it's going back to the sender. Oh, baby, it's on the way. Matter of fact, some of you, amen, is listening and your heart's not right. It's already there. And once it arrives, you can't get rid of that. You got to repent, right? You better repent right now today. You better ask God for some forgiveness right now today. Because see, what you send out comes back to you. It don't make a difference if you send good or if you send out bad. That's why the Bible says, bless your enemies. Do good to those who spitefully use you, because they're sending bad to you, but you're sending good to them. And what you send out comes back. You're sending out good, so good is going to come back to you. They're sending out bad, so guess what? 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Oh, glory be to God. Huh? Because we are dwellers in the Lord's house. And there's peace in God's house. See, God doesn't have fights in his house. His people fighting on one side of the house and slamming doors on the other side of the house and angry on the other side of the house. No. And God's house is peace and joy. Come on, somebody. Love. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost. And this is our spiritual address for every born-again believer. And we share the same address. See? Right now, okay, in the physical, everybody has their own address. Sure, give me your driver's license. I want to confirm your address. Okay? So you got 40 people lined up. Okay, and you got 40 different addresses, okay, unless they're in the same family. Now, they're in the same family, they might share the same address. Beloved, we're in the same family. We are the family of God. We are the body of Christ, see, hallelujah, and we share the same address. Isn't that a beautiful place? And there's still room. There's still room for more to come on in. The doors are open. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The border is open. Cross on over. Huh? Under the blood of Jesus. You just got to come in through the blood. There is a condition to cross the border. Amen. To enter into the new land. Amen. And that's the person of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Believing in that by faith. Glory be to God. And beloved, because of our new environment, there's no hurt. There's no harm that can come against a child of God. It just can't happen. It can't even happen. See, and if it does happen, see, it's a situation where it looked bad, but it wasn't bad. Because, see, we win when it looked like we're losing. See, and every now and then, God will allow something, amen, or sometimes because of decisions and choices of our own, okay, and being disobedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit, okay, we make decisions, and we have to pay the consequence for that. Because the choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. All right, so we do reap what we sow. But because we love the Lord, see, and we are called according to his purposes, things are working together for our good, even a situation that you thought was bad. And this is why he goes on to say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment we condemn. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have constant care. There is a host of angels, amen, watching over us. Glory be to God. We don't know how many angels, amen. I was giving God thanks to my angels, and I try to do that on a daily basis, thanking God for my angels. Hebrews 1 and 14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So I don't know if I have one angel, two angels, 40, 100, I don't know how many, I don't know the number count. I don't know if the same angels I've had since the day I was born or born again, I don't know. All I know is they're here. All I know is I have numerous testimonies of how the angels, God's angels, have saved my life, protected me from danger seen and unseen. Glory be to God. Why? Because I'm a dweller in the Lord's house. That's part of the fringe benefits, beloved. We are daily loaded with benefits. There are benefits to living in God's house. You work for certain jobs, okay? And what? Not only do you get a salary, amen, but you get benefits. And to tell the truth about it, amen, most times your a good benefit package is worth more than a pay decrease. Because a lot of times you make more money but less benefits, but you know you need those benefits. Get sick. Go to the doctor. Be hospitalized. All right? Start cashing in on those amenities. Eye doctor, nose doctor, a dentist, and all that. Okay? And you look at those medical bills, especially for a family, and you say, how are we going to pay this? See? So it's a blessing to have a good benefit package when you are an employee. But beloved, let me tell you something. As a dweller in the Lord's house, as a born-again believer, amen, we have a wonderful benefit package. See, when he adopts us into his royal family and we become a member of the household of God, amen, he greets us at the front door with a benefit package. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah. And we are loaded more than what we could ever use. And he keeps adding on to it. Every morning, new mercies we see. God has added to the benefit package. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God and these angels that lift us up above difficulties and stumbling blocks. When the devil comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. See? So, and a Christian is not exempt from trouble. Our benefit is, amen, that God delivers us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth us out of them all. And truth be told, amen, we've been delivered before, amen, the problem even showed up. You had a problem. You never knew you had a problem because God delivered you out of the problem before the problem showed up. Beloved, I'm telling you, that's one of the benefits of living in the Father's house. Amen. Hallelujah. Safe and secure from all alarms. Safe and secure from the lion, from the dragon. Amen. From the snakes. Amen. Glory. He said we can tread on serpents and scorpions and nothing shall by any means hurt us. But we don't, look, the dragon is one of the most dreadful lions, animals, creatures. One of the most dreadful. God said we don't even have to be afraid of them. See, we ain't got to be afraid of nothing. Why? Because we trust more in God's deliverance and God's protection, see, than we do, amen, and the evil that's facing us and the dilemma that's facing us. Oh, we see you. We know you real. See, glory be to God. We a little bit shaken, but it ain't stopping us. It ain't stopping us because we have more faith in God than we do in that. We have more faith in God than we do in the situation, in a dilemma, and what we facing. Oh, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. Why? Amen. Glory be, because it's God before you who can be against you. All power belongs to God. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of what our enemies can do to us. Because even if they kill the body, they can't kill the soul. Oh, no. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. See? Because God gonna take care of his children. He said it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you be cast into the midst of the sea than to even offend the least of his little ones. See? Glory be to God. So God knows. So God knows. Amen. Hallelujah. All things. Beloved, amen. The Bible tells us in that 14th verse that God is our sun and shield. God gives us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing does God withhold from those who walk upright. And beloved, when we call on the name of the Lord, sometimes you're calling on people, you can't get them. OK, okay? You're calling on your parents, your loved ones, okay? You're calling them, need to talk to somebody. You can't get them. You're going into voicemail. Sometimes the phone don't even work. Sometimes they lost the phone. They have a legitimate reason, see, for not taking your call. Or maybe they're just not available to pick up right now. See, sometimes you go to voicemail and the voicemail full. You can't even leave a message. See, but you're calling, you're calling, you're calling. Amen. But guess what? When you call on God, beloved, out of a true heart and you seek his face, he says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people that call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God has promised to heal. Amen. To answer. Amen. And to heal the land. Come on, somebody. My grandmother, amen, to sing a song. Amen. Back in the days when, amen, she would take us to church and, amen, those beautiful moments. And they used to sing a song. Amen. The mothers, amen, of Zion, fathers, amen. Telephone to Jesus. Overjoyed divine. Telephone to Jesus. Jesus is a friend of mine. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Amen. And beloved, let me tell you something. Because you're going to call. You might as well look. You're going to call on him. Now, the good news is this. Everyone that calls on the name of the Lord, amen, hallelujah, God will answer. It is not God's desire that any soul be lost. You can call on God today and ask God to save you. You can call on God right now today and ask God to deliver you out of the muck and the mire. You can call on God today, amen, beloved, when you call on his son Jesus, amen, and you will get God's attention. And sometimes people hear you, but they're not listening. See, God will hear you and he will listen and he will respond. But it's up to you. If it's to be, it's up to me. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, in that chapter there, in that division of Psalms 91, it ends on verse number 16, amen, where God promises long life. And not a long life sick and broken, busted and disgusted, but a long life of prosperity. A long life. Glory be to God. Some people say, well, 70, 80. Well, God can do 70 and 80, and God can do double that up. God can double that up. Moses did to be 120. There's a couple people in the Bible that went to 120. Come on now. Glory be to God. Some of you still babies. Still babies. You're 60 and 70 years old, and you're just middle age. Huh? Because God is able to give you a long life, healthy, prosperous, okay, not bedridden. Even if you're bedridden, he'll give you joy in that. Glory be to God. Why? Amen. Because of the precious gift of salvation. For the precious gift of salvation. Glory be to God. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, that's the only way you're going to get into the Lord's house. That's the only way. And guess what? You don't even need keys when you're in the Lord's house. Amen. It's green pastures. Green pastures. It's an open door policy. See? Hallelujah. Because not just anybody going to live up in there. Nah. Sometimes you go to work. Amen. You got every type of spirit working there. You got, amen, all type of situations. All right. In that environment. Not in the Lord's house. See? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But when you come in through the blood, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, all through the blood, amen, hallelujah, of Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer, beloved, for the world today. He is the answer. Hallelujah. And therefore, beloved, I just want to close by just helping. Since we are dwellers in the Lord's house, if you are. Now, if you're not, you got to be one. If you want to be one. If you don't, then that's on you. That's your business. All right? If you choose to go to hell, go to hell. Now, God does not send anybody to hell. The only people that's going to be in hell are the people, amen, that reject the person who's able to keep you from hell. And his name is Jesus. Right? That's the only reason anybody is separated from God. Not your sins, amen, but your refusal to accept Jesus as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And here, because we are dwellers in the Lord's house, beloved, amen. Verse number 6 says, in Philippians chapter 4, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's so much joy in the Father's house. Hallelujah. There's peace in the Father's house. Hallelujah. There's salvation in the Father's house. In my Father's house. Oh, glory be to God. Joy in the Father's house. Amen. Will you become, hallelujah, part of the family today? Are you ready to move in? You don't have to worry about packing. You ain't got to worry about transferring. Amen. Jesus is going to take care of all that. Come right as you are. Come right now just as you are. Don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about a transport. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about your yesterday or the day before that. Don't worry about it. Come as you are. Amen. Glory be to God. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. That's going to help you and give you the ability to cross that threshold. Amen. Hallelujah. Into God's eternal salvation. Marvel not that I say unto you that ye must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Ye must be born again. You cannot enter again into your mother's womb. Amen. Glory be to God. But by faith, amen, if you believe on Jesus and you confess him as your Lord and Savior, amen, asking God to forgive you for all your sins and opening up your heart for Jesus to sit on the throne of your heart, amen, there it is. Somebody say, oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. Oh, happy day. Come on, repeat after me right now for all of you, amen, who are not sure about your salvation. I didn't ask you what day you was baptized. All right, we're not talking about baptism. That's another subject later on. All right? Well, glory be to God. We're talking about being baptized in his presence right now. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about the first step that you have to take before you can take the second step. All right? Glory be to God. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. And I receive you right now. And I believe on your son and the sacrifice that you have made for me to forgive me of my sins, to take me to heaven when I die, and to make me the kind of person that you want me to be. And God, help me to pursue you in my life. From this point on, until I see Jesus, until I see you and Jesus face to face, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you repeated that prayer, guess what? You are saved. You are born again. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. Welcome to the family of God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we. Glory be to God. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, that is the amen. The beginning, not the end. Amen. You are born again. And the same way a baby is born into the world, that baby has to grow. The baby has to be nurtured. The baby has to be cleansed, okay, and loved. Amen. So all of that is available to you. Amen. But don't get to moving too fast because you know a baby can't walk right now. Amen. Baby has to learn how to walk in the spirit. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Reach out to us here at thelifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Visit our website. Amen. Glory be to God. Learn about our services. We have services 7 days a week. Amen. We have early morning service, 6 a.m. Amen. Where you can get a spiritual breakfast with champions on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We have an altar of prayer where we pray, amen, on the miracle power line, amen, at 12 noon and 9 p.m., amen. So you can come in if you need prayer, want prayer, amen, and just want to be around some praying people. We also have Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have that on Zoom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let me see. We have Friday night praise parties. Woo! We're launching a university, the Wealth Kingdom University. Amen. So you can come. Amen. Take some courses. Amen. Get some certificates, your degrees. Amen. Or just get a refresher in certain topics. Amen. So that's available. And so we have a lot going on. Amen. Now, the gospel is free, but it does take money to do ministry. And if you desire to sow into the soil, the rich soil, amen, of this word, amen, and the part of the vineyard that we are, amen, we appreciate, amen, your sowing. Several ways that you can do that. Amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button. That'll take you straight to PayPal. Amen. Bless the Lord. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. Amen. Cash App. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life, L-I-F-E, Word, W-O-R-D, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. Thank you so much, amen, for your sowing, amen, and we thank God for you, amen, and for your destiny and your future in him. Send us out a letter, amen, send us out an email through our website or at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, pray for you, amen, glory be to God. And minister to your needs. Okay, that's it for today. Amen, hallelujah. Enjoy your balance of your day. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Father, we say thank you that we are dwellers in your house. As we go in and come out, amen, we're still in your house. Amen, we're going to live in your house, and we don't ever have to worry about dying in your house because there is no death in your house. Oh, glory be to God. And to God be praise. We, Father God, bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, amen, is Lord. All right. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Jesus, I know that he is able, and you know I can't find any words to say.